Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill Left. It's Wendy Snyder. Noted pet expert Steve Dale is in studio with us. And I just want to tell everybody listening that the conversation I just overheard between the two of you was the most vile, disgusting conversation I've ever heard in my life.
I had Kona neutered. Oh. First of all, hello, Steve.
Hi.
And I'm sorry I had to look up on the internet why the...
parts.
It looked like the neutering didn't happen.
Yes, yes.
And
but it did.
It did. Just, it confused me. I wanted a refund because I didn't think they finished the job. My vet hates me.
Or maybe you'll be fooled, and in 6 months or so, a neighbor will come knocking on your door saying, I think your dog was responsible, and hand you 7 puppies.
No.
No, 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 no.
That we had some neutering and testicular questions that Bill was cringing at.
Yeah, fun to listen to.
You
is that why you left the studio?
That's why I
you
can't stop blinking.
Like I Dream of Jeannie did, hoping we would disappear.
Similar.
Yes.
How are things, Steve? What's up in the world of pets?
Well, last night you were a topic of conversation, very briefly, at a board meeting in Vernon Hills.
Have we been voted down?
Yes, you have.
Good.
Well, here's what happened. A pet store wanted to come in. There was a vacant space available. Pet store wanted to come in, one of those chains that sells dogs and cats.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
And a trustee or two for that community did some homework. And just in Googling, I guess they found me. I had a conversation. They found the Humane Society of the United States, the Puppy Mill Project, and others. And what they learned was...
Can I just say you should be a politician?
What?
Jazzy was taking a picture of you, and you just stopped to smile and wave. Okay, back to you. It
Thank
was
you
cute.
Very much. Thank you. What they learned was that these dogs and cats, in some cases, are not from reputable sources. They're not. And no responsible breeder ever sells to a pet store. So
never. It's just not done.
And I was thinking of something before I adopted Kona from Starfish Animal Rescue. I thought, you know, if I buy from a pet shop, aren't you saving that dog from being in a pet shop? But it's not those dogs that are exactly for sale. It's the mother that they just keep breeding and breeding.
Yeah, all true. And yeah, you're kind of saving that dog, but you're also keeping that pet store in business.
Exactly.
You know? So
adopt.
What we were surprised at. So the guy from the HSUS was there, I was there, and we confirmed that Vernon Hills was doing the right thing, but they should actually put an ordinance into effect to prevent, rather than hope the pet store doesn't pursue it, prevent it from possibly happening. And a Chicago pet store owner shows up in Vernon Hills who continues to skirt the ordinance in Chicago that actually prevents dogs and cats from being sold to pet stores.
How did they go about doing that?
Well,
what are they
doing? He calls himself a rescue. And only in Chicago could you get away with something like that. I don't quite know how he does get away with it, but it's not being enforced. And I do happen to know that a couple of the mayoral candidates are now on to this.
Really?
Yeah. And depending on who eventually gets in, it will then be enforced. But here he is skirting the law in Chicago and making all of these interesting claims. So I was grateful that I had the opportunity to speak after him.
Yeah.
And hopefully the trustees in Vernon Hills understood what
I was
saying.
Did things get heated, Steve?
Not really. No?
You guys behaved yourselves?
Well, I never do, as you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fine. And then one of the trustees said, you're on WGN Radio. Mm-hmm. When are you next on? Hmm. I said, oh, thank you. I'm on with Bill and Wendy tomorrow at 11:05 Central Time.
Perfect. To which the crowd went nuts.
They did.
There was a huge applause break.
There was.
All right, good.
Yes,
well, thank
yes.
you for the mention.
Well, you know, what's most important is that these communities, and it is happening, not only in Vernon Hills, other communities in that area, and also on the southwest side of the suburban communities, they're all looking to do the same thing. Many have already done this.
Uh-huh.
They have said no dogs and cats sold at pet stores. The entire state of Maryland, the entire state of California, other states, and now with Pritzker in office, could be Illinois. I mean, it's a wave that's sweeping the country. And it is for good reason. So we unfortunately haven't been able to, and don't ask me why, I don't know why, haven't been able to shut down the puppy mills. That's ridiculous.
I'm shocked that
I know. It's
can't
wrong.
Be done.
I know. So the puppy mills still exist. So another way to go about it is to prevent at least this source from selling those dogs. Unfortunately, And the guy from the pet store was right when he said this. People can still get them online, and they can. And that's terrible.
There used to be sections of like Walmart stores where you could buy pets, but does that still exist?
No,
you can't do that anymore.
No,
can you?
And that's pet superstores like PetSmart, Petco, Pet Supplies Plus, they adopt dogs, and that's a good thing. But they don't sell dogs or cats.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the Pet Shop Boys?
I like that.
They did some good music, didn't they?
I think they did. Yeah, yes, and I would buy their music, and that's I think
just
very
want to make
different.
Sure. All right.
Yes, yes.
Noted pet expert Steve Dale is here. Big
hey, you can't land them all, Wendy.
Yeah, I know. Whatever.
We'll pick this conversation up in just a little bit, Bill and Wendy.
His batting average is still pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Yeah. Bill Laffin and Wendy Snyder. Our guest is noted pet expert Steve Dale. He's noted. Every once in a while, you come on Steve Cochran's show and you have a pet that you want to have adopted, and your success rate is unbelievable.
Until
but
now.
Something happened. What happened,
yeah,
Steve?
I don't know. So, this dog, and Wendy, you met the dog named Quirky.
He's so cute.
A dog you'd look at and say that's a pit bull. So, it's that type of dog. So, we get off the elevator. And unlike the old place where we were able to walk directly into the studio with the dog available for adoption, we get off the elevator, you have to go through the double doors and walk past several offices and several people at their desk, right? It took us 15 minutes.
Everybody wanted a pet.
Yes, everyone but Quirky the dog wanted to meet everyone. And this dog was as friendly as can be. The staff at Animal Control kind of doesn't want to see him go because they love him.
But they want to see him have a forever home.
Of course, of course. And, you know, for reasons I don't understand, we weren't able to adopt out this dog. You can see pictures of this dog. You can see video of the dog on my website.
Dave Hennett's laying on the floor with him as he usually does.
Yes,
he's
and that
sweet.
Always. All right, so that's what I don't understand. And Bill, you're a statistician.
Yes,
so,
I am.
I know. So you could probably explain this to me.
Yes.
So every dog where Dave Hennett's been here and has laid on the floor and the dog rolls over and he says, "Woo, I'm going to pit your tummy." Every one of those dogs, we get adopted.
Right.
What happened here?
Well, this month, somehow Dave Hennett got adopted. it was not the intention, was it?
Well, somebody got adopted.
Family in Crystal Lake adopted Dave Hennett.
It's a sweet dog. People are afraid to have pit bull looking dogs.
Sometimes, but
it's all about how sweet the dog is.
I know.
And maybe it's the name Quirky.
Maybe
could
that's
that be what
change it
is. Yeah.
What would we change it to?
Not Quirky.
Might not
a great
think
name.
About it. No.
No. No. I don't know. We need. Maybe that's it. Maybe we need it.
Change it to Ennett.
Well, maybe. You know, so when Doc Emmerich, the hockey broadcaster, said, "I'm going to pay forward for some of these adoptions," and we changed the dogs' names to Chicago Blackhawks, they got adopted.
Yeah.
We even named one Doc for Doc Emmerich.
Aww.
And then the shelter changed it back to Emmerich. And the dog was still adopted, even with the name Emmerich. And Doc Emmerich is sending me a text saying, a dog with that name will never get adopted. And even that dog was adopted.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going on here.
Very peculiar.
Please tell your friends. If you're not interested, fine. But tell your friends. Share it on Facebook. Do whatever you want. But it's at stevedale.tv. The story of this dog as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Video of the dog because you
so
need
cute.
To see the dog. And wow, what a friendly dog. Energy, yes. So not for a 98-year-old woman.
Oh.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
So all of these animal welfare.
Nice segue.
This should be a great transition, Wendy.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Let's see what happens.
All right, go.
You ready?
Yeah.
All these animal welfare organizations were in support of a particular amendment in Florida. And not only the animal welfare organizations, but one individual stepped up and said, you know, we've got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be 96-year-old Doris Day, who doesn't necessarily make public proclamations anymore very often. And she said, we need to ban greyhound racing in Florida. Amendment 13 in Florida. Now, you may have followed the political story. WGN did a great job, right? But somehow they missed this political story. It happened during the midterm elections a couple days ago where Florida voters voted to close down their 11 greyhound tracks.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, I think so. I love that.
This is because of potential cruelty to the greyhound dogs, right? Is that why?
I would say more than potential.
That goes on? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many Greyhound rescue establishments that people get these dogs after they've been racing. So there will be more up for adoption,
I'm
sure.
That's the downside. So I got all these notes from people saying, well, this is wrong because now all these Greyhounds will be available for adoption. There are 7,000 Greyhounds that by the year 2020, so this isn't going to happen overnight. And that's the thing. It's not that 7,000 Greyhounds are available tomorrow for adoption. So when they close the Kenosha track here, that was kind of like overnight, you know, and all these dogs, I don't remember how many, but all these Greyhounds were instantly available for adoption. Nowhere near 7,000. That's a lot of dogs, but they don't need to be adopted tomorrow. This will happen over a course of time. So I think they can be adopted. So the alternative for people who said, well, now all these dogs are going to be without homes, yada, yada, yada. Well, the alternative.
And all the Greyhound jockeys are out of work. You're not telling that part of the story, Steve.
God. What, little squirrels?
Yes, little squirrels in bright satin colors and hats. They're without jobs because of you.
Very good. Right. Redemption for the earlier line, actually. Yeah.
Well, God bless Doris Day.
Why is Doris Day? I mean, I know she's a big pet advocate, but why was she so adamant about this? Why does she have in this?
Because it is the right thing. Yeah. You know, so Florida, on top of everything else, is one of two states where veterinarians are not actually allowed to report if they see a medical problem with the Greyhound in a public way what that problem is. So we don't even know.
That's odd, isn't it?
Well, it's
who came up with that idea?
The tracks who say we are doing things that aren't always right.
These
dogs get injured, and we don't want the public to know about it. And one of two states now, Florida is one of them, where up to the year 2020, where there won't be any racing altogether. So one option could have been make it public when something goes wrong, but instead, those who drafted this bill said, let's have no racing altogether. That is the right thing to do. And that is, in fact, the right thing to do. These Greyhounds aren't necessarily treated well. And yes, some people will be out of their jobs at the Greyhound tracks, etc. But you know what? The tracks have been disappearing anyway. And it's not because of the ethics of Greyhound racing only.
Because gambling has changed.
Yeah. And no one goes to see them anymore.
It's riverboat casinos and other things that people prefer to do.
630 says, I got a Greyhound from a Wisconsin track.
They're wonderful.
He was 3. He's now 13. Love of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a happy camper.
So people think that if you're adopting a Greyhound, you have to race them all the time. And while they do need some exercise, my guess, and this is a pretty educated guess, that your dog Kona needs far more exercise than your average Greyhound.
I should have gotten a Greyhound.
The Greyhounds, really, here's what they need: a soft, cozy, comfy place to lay down, a roaring fireplace, a glass of red wine, and some nice romantic music, maybe Johnny Mathis or something, you know? That's what they...
Are we dating them, or are we...
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
That's really what they are not go all the... Your average terrier needs more exercise.
Oh, that's
terrier.
Interesting, though, because you do really, think they're crazy runners.
They're not. A sprint around the backyard, that would be great. They can use that. A nice walk around, not the 3 miles Kona does, just a couple miles, maybe not even that, around the block, a winter coat here in this kind of weather, because they have so little fat. They get so cold so quickly, but they are sweet, gentle, wonderful dogs in general. Every dog's an individual, but they are amazing dogs.
So, Steve, the rules are different when it comes to horse racing and with Greyhound racing. Somehow they're governed totally differently, because I've never heard you do a story about horse racing tracks should close down.
I don't know how I feel about that, to tell you the truth. I would never go to a horse race, and I would never bet on it, but I don't know enough to really, especially not on... We're on the air now, right?
Yeah,
not so sure that I don't know that I know enough to comment on it, but that's a fair question. I mean, if I am supportive of Greyhounds closing, but I know more about that. But if I'm supportive of that, why wouldn't I be supportive of...
But you would not go to a horse race.
I wouldn't.
We now have to change your surprise birthday party location. Hope you're happy.
I'm happy. It's good. And I'm really happy and hopeful that the other states, which are Arkansas, Iowa, Texas, and West Virginia, and Alabama, they continue to race. They only have a handful of tracks in those states, but that they eventually close down too. But they might, just because people aren't coming as much. Mm.
You're an amazing guy. You do a lot for your animals.
Well, no. Thank you.
They appreciate it.
This Sunday!
Yes, what do you have coming up?
Sunday at 6:35 a.m., I will be talking to mayoral candidate Lori Lightfoot. All these candidates are contacting me now and saying, I want to talk about animal welfare, which I love.
Yeah.
This has never been even thought of to be an issue in a Chicago mayoral race. And now they're saying this is something. Well, it's smart because most people do have a pet and most people care about their pets. So it makes sense to me.
Where do people find you?
SteveDale.tv. Let's adopt out that dog. You can
Quirky.
See it. Yeah, you can see Quirky. Quirky.
Yes, he is, Wendy.
No, not Steve.
But we have
Dale.
Him on. Oh, I'm sorry. Either way.
Thank
Steve,
you
thanks
so
for being
much,
here.
Steve.
I am a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
All on my website.
That's why we love you.
That's Steve
Thank
Dale, everybody. A quick break, some news, more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.